Hi, this is John. Before we begin today's podcast, I would like to invite you to visit my website, johnburney.org, where you can join my mailing list, contact me directly for private one-on-one work, access written, audio, and video teachings, and sign up for retreats, as well as find the schedule for my public gatherings. May you realize true peace and happiness. Whatever might be holding on, whatever might still be holding on, whatever might be resisting, or whatever might be grasping, just be the space of awareness that lets it let go. The one who wants to be free is incapable of letting go. But eventually, as the space of awareness grows, loses its power to control. So as you're able now, rest in awareness. Even if there's unsettledness or discomfort or unhappiness, find that space that has at least compassion for your condition. That's a good starting point anyway. To really work with the conditional from the unconditioned is a lot of what we are learning here. Not just to be on our mountaintop of samadhi. That's fine. Everyone likes that, pretty much. But to really realize that that gift of grace is what allows you to live fully, even in the midst of challenging and even impossible circumstances. That's why us humans, for a long time, have sought freedom, have sought enlightenment. Because the conditional world clearly was unsatisfying, ultimately, one way or another. I mean, it's good for a while, if you're lucky. Maybe you're good for a long time if you're really lucky. But like a roller coaster, it goes up and down. But this essential light, aliveness, radiance, presence that we all are, that everything is, is completely available all of the time. When we surrender, when we are willing to be available to it. It's not so easy, as you know, most of you probably. It's probably why we have in the modern world, so to speak, if you want to call it modern, I don't know, infinite opportunities to be permanently distracted. We don't have enough time to be as distracted as we want to be. Which is another way of saying that if it's where you're at, you never have to face yourself. You never have to tune in and feel what you're feeling or even become conscious. Because maybe it's just too painful and you don't know how. At some point, however, and all of us know this here, I'm sure, it doesn't work to stay unconscious. It's either too much work or it's too painful or whatever. The consequences are significant. So anyway, welcome to the path. The pathless path. It's good to be with you again. Nice day in Santa Cruz. Beautiful views today on the way down. It's rare you can see those. Well, maybe more often now because the air is better, but you can see all those hills that surround the valley of San Jose and South Bay. Beautiful to see them. So, if your mind is wanting to understand, if your mind is wanting answers, yeah, that's okay. That's natural. That's why there's so many books. You know, so many talks. Eventually, as you learn and discover and explore, you find out the great truth, which is that what you are looking for and the answers that you need and require are available here. When you notice the one who is trying to get the answers, when you feel the struggle with what is, and all of a sudden begin to breathe and open into the space of awareness. Because awareness is, by its very nature, spacious and airy and alive. And deeply through the human experience, loving and compassionate. And clear as a bell. Absolutely clear and as sharp as a razor. So the mind becomes quite effective, finally, in its role to support human existence rather than the dominator. So, if nothing else, just take a breath. And you might have to say to yourself, I have no idea what he's talking about. That's a good step. When you can be free of the one who needs to know, and you can be vulnerable in the opening of the heart and the willingness to be sensitive and tuned in, then the guiding light will naturally bring you home. It's actually like gravity. It's a force of nature. That's all. It's hard, of course, to trust this. when you're unhappy. It's impossible, really. So you have to start with where you are, wherever that is right now. And that may just be learning to be more aware in your body, in your heart, in your tension, in your breath. So all of the ways that we have discovered and continue to discover that help us develop awareness through our nervous systems, very helpful, very helpful. To become more conscious, to become clearer channels of energy. And then the light, the presence, becomes noticeable. And it's nice. It's a relief when we feel the space, when we feel the vastness. It's like, ah, yeah, this is it. This is the real thing. And we know it. We don't know it because we believe it or because somebody convinced us. It resonates in the marrow of our bones down to the cellular level, that realization. Our mind may come in and go, what? I don't know that. Maybe I was just tripping or hallucinating. People often doubt their experience. But trust is not a realm of will either. True trust is the realm of awareness, is our true nature. That's where trust really is. So more and more and more you are in that unknowing place, in that open place. And gradually, eventually, the scales tip. And then the mind loses its power of controlling. Then it's a good friend. It's a useful taskmaster, whatever, task accomplisher, figure outer, problem solver. That's fine. We need that usually. It's not dominating anymore. It's there as you need it. And when you're in presence, it's not there at all. It's silent. What's forward is the open-heartedness and connectedness of being. So, be the space of awareness that lets it let go. Be the space of awareness that allows not knowing to be present, that allows longing to be present, that allows aggression to be present, that allows frustration to be present, that allows fear to be present, that allows grief to be present, that allows despair to be present. Be the space of awareness. When awareness is available to be. Do nothing when the awareness is available. Open to it, surrender to it, give yourself to it, love it. Otherwise, simply be mindful of your breath and your body and your sensations and your feelings until that light of awareness reveals itself. When it does, get out of the way and let it guide you.
And it doesn't matter if you go back into identity, identification. That's normal. Back and forth, not a problem. I know you think it's a problem, but eventually you'll give up and realize it's, and you realize it's not. And that's a big relief, because then you get to be human, you get to be imperfect, you get to make mistakes and be reactive and all of it, and not have it be meaning something awful about your spiritual growth or your lack of capacity or something, or wrong karmic incarnation or something, whatever. All the negative meanings that your mind wants to create about it. Just remember, the mind always wants to have an answer, always wants to have an explanation. The simplest thing, if you want to be subversive with your mind, is simply question it. How do you know? Maybe you're wrong. I could be wrong. I love the line, was it? Would you rather be right, or would you rather be happy? Your choice. Not necessarily a choice, actually. Because being right could be your identity. That could be really threatening, to feel like, oh, well, wow, what did I... Because then there's the flip side, which is, well, I'm wrong, which is, you know, another delusion as well. How about if you're not right or wrong? How about you don't know and you're not in control? How about that one? That opens a little space in the mind, I think. Find out what opens space in your mind. Find out how to interact or play with your mind so that it starts to loosen up. Starts to get a little more flexible. Minds should be flexible, infinitely flexible, because they're infinitely creative. They're creating all kinds of illusions all the time. Believing all kinds of projections. The mind is amazingly flexible. Yeah. And something you can really work with pretty easily, actually, if you're curious. So, give it a try. Maybe journaling, you know? Seeing what your mind's actually believing. A lot of people don't even know what they believe. They're acting from their beliefs unconsciously. So it often helps to go down and get in there and say, what the heck is running this machine, this belief system, this belief structure, you know? Sometimes even the beliefs you thought were good to have are in the way. I had a lot of those. Particularly if you're on a spiritual path and you've been taught various dogma, you know, and you bought it for a while because it was helpful and useful. I did plenty. I was a believer for a while anyway, until it didn't work, until reality demonstrated something else. So the other side, of course, is the willingness to learn. I think being a full-time student is the way. Full-time learner, not a full-time knower. I mean, on a practical, functional level in your job, you have to be the knower of whatever you know. That's okay. No problem. I'm not talking about that. But, you know, once you've learned something, it's unconscious. Like driving a car or riding a bike. You don't think about how to drive a car when you know how to drive one, do you? When you know how to allow awareness, you don't think about it anymore. You just allow it right now. This presence to open and radiate you. Then you get lighter and you get happier and you get younger, more playful, more curious. Even if you're really old and dying and have lots of illnesses. The conditional doesn't really impinge at all on the unconditional. Good news. And when you really become awareness, when you become established in awareness and presence, naturally arising what arises the trust and the profound knowing that you are that. It's not an ego declaration where you wave a flag and put out a shingle and start asking for money. Not at all. No. No, it's a profound trust. There's no one who's identified at all. How could there be? It's the realm of the unknown. How could there be one who knows? That's what that old Zen teaching, if you ever heard it, Zen koan meant, which said, those that say don't know, and those that know don't say. That's what that means. We can't possibly, in our minds, know the infinite. But we are that. That's what that space is, that space of awareness. It's the infinite. Infinite intelligence. Very bright, very alert. Very much here. And that's why being present is the is basic teaching and advanced teaching. So however you're able to be present right now, that's where you start. Period. Doesn't matter what it looks like or what it feels like or what it sounds like. Even if it's just dropping your mind into your breath in your belly and letting the breath breathe by itself. That might be all you need to hear to allow full awakening to unfold. Because when our mind is not in the way, and our defenses are not in the way, we're free. So if you have a question or would like to come up, and is that you raising your hand? Wow, come on up. Just to keep in mind also, if you come up, that we eventually podcast these talks, and if you prefer your interaction not be on the recording, let us know and we will edit it out. Okay? And just if you do want to come up, just raise your hand. Hi.
Hi, John.
When I, during the sit, my legs, lower half of my body was in tremor. Mm-hmm. And I've had this happen before, and I think it's, in fact, the other night I dreamt that there was a big earthquake, and I think it was an earthquake in my body. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My question, so, just when I was sitting with, and I wasn't scared or anything, and I kind of wanted, I can feel that it's trauma releasing from mm-hmm. my body. Mm-hmm. There was a big part of me that wanted it just to keep going. And then I was trying with my mind to see if I could make it stop, and I couldn't make it stop. And then when it did stop, I was disappointed, but because I just felt, I feel like it, there's so much of it that it has to be something bigger, I guess, but it's.
Yeah, I understand. So right now, what are you sensing in your body or in your heart when we're just looking here at each other? What are you aware of? Foreground.
Peace.
Oh, great. And if you give that awareness or attention, notice what happens. That's it. See, we give attention without interfering. We give attention without being the doer. And then the opening happens by itself, like it is right now. Good. That's it. So that's how giving attention works and doesn't get in the way.
So is it,
mm-hmm. good. Okay.
Is it the separate self that doesn't want the peace?
What do you think?
Or appreciate the peace?
Obviously. But be this. That will take care of itself eventually. The conditional works out one way or another.
I think the figurer outer wants to keep going.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank it. Express appreciation to it. Love it. Appreciated all of that, so it's not in, so it doesn't, so you don't create a war with your mind. That does not work.
Can the figurer outer ask you a question?
What has stopped him since? But nobody stopped him before. Yeah, sure. I didn't say that right, but go ahead.
So I've been paying attention, trying to pay more attention to the three states and the fourth state of the waking, dreaming, deep dreamless sleep, and the watcher of all the cycling of the three states. So Ramana said that whatever comes and goes is not it. So at some point, are you those not cycling through those three states anymore, and you're actually just the witness of those three states? And then, as in like Nisargadatta or Ramana,
I saw the Ramada on the way down.
Maybe I just need some deep sleep.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
We're beyond the fourth. They were
well,
beyond.
Well, the sort of cliche answer to this is, who cares? Mm-hmm. You know, that's what you want to notice, is the one who cares, the one who wants to know, and to feel that wanting, that insecurity, that fear, whatever it is, that need to feel like he's on the right path, he's doing it right, he's getting it, you know? Yeah, okay. So just feel that. Eventually, all of that drops away. All the thoughts and knowledge about it drops away. When you are it, it's the end of that.
But then it goes, what will I do?
You'll find out.
Yeah.
You'll find out each moment, actually. Mm-hmm. You won't even know until it's happening. Oh, we're driving to Santa Cruz.
It just was the other night. I was leaving work late, like at almost 1 o'clock in the morning, and a new friend in the darkness just all of a sudden appeared right in front of me. And it was like being woken up. And I thought it was being woken up. When I told this to my friend, I thought it was being woken up from being lost in thought. Mm-hmm. But it was actually, in hindsight, maybe just being woken up from just nothing. No thing. But out of habit... out of the habit of being lost in thought constantly.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have to apologize because I really, believe it or not, don't ever think about this. I'm sorry.
That's a good thing.
Well, it isn't how it always was, let me tell you. What comes out of this mouth in this environment is really a kind of channeling of something that seems to help.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This room has a great energy. It's very intense. It feels, I can feel a lot of committed.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you could be here.
Beautiful energy here in this room. I just want to acknowledge that. Recently, I feel like my strategies have fallen away. Mm-hmm. And for over 50 years, I've had a strategy of thinking something and then get excited about it, That was the motivation to do something. And then I chased after it for a brief period of time, and then it just fell away. All the motivation, the idea, the sense that it was the right thing to do. It's probably happened a thousand times, but it's this constant sort of creation of motivation, creation of what's important, you know. Oh, that's important, I'll chase after that. And I see that it's been a strategy to cover up anxiety, cover up the sense of not knowing. And maybe after 50 years of doing it, I figure it's I can't do it anymore.
See, we keep learning.
Isn't
that good?
That's
great news.
It is. It's an amazing grace. I had no idea that I would come to this place.
Old dogs do learn new tricks.
I mean, I've probably gone to 20 of Adia's retreats, and I knew so damn much that my head was going to explode, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
So
okay.
So there's key words that I brought up with me, just so I can kind of keep on track.
Yeah.
One is motivation. One is intuition. One is awakening, of course. But when I was just sitting there, I feel that the real deepness of it is trust.
That's right.
And intuition and trust of that.
Yes.
And that's really the heart of what the inquiry that I want to bring forward, because
good.
The orientation was to have an idea.
That gets you to a certain point.
And then when that idea would come up, there would be intuition going, yeah, that's it, like almost like a little cheerleader. Yeah, that's it, go for it. You know, I'd have a little pendulum and say yes or no, or I'd have all these different ways to figure out whether this is, and each of them opened up another door. I had to burn through another thing, and I just burned through a whole bunch of stuff last few months. Just through my whole life, tore my whole life apart, literally. I mean, I don't want to go on all the drama, but from relationship to finances to living to everything, I just tore everything apart and I felt like all I was doing just letting go. I could feel it, just let go, let go, let go, let go. I knew I had to let go of everything. So there's a lot of drama that I'm not going to get into, but there's a place that I'm right now where it's almost like, how do I reorient it myself to not chasing after the ideas, which I can't really do anymore, but have the trust, because there's a sense that everything's okay just the way it is. I don't really have to do anything, and either choice will lead me to some new door. So how do we find that compass, you know, and trust in that compass.
Every moment. Very good, you're opening right now. And there's a release, there's your heart's releasing. Good, some of the pain of needing to have a sort of cognitive compass of your motivational structures. Oh, you're moving, you're that whole movement now is coming from a different place. Your deeper knowing, your deeper longing is operating, is directing you, is guiding you.
It doesn't, at least at this point of operation that I've been working at, it doesn't seem to be very effective in long-term planning, you know. Which I was listening to a couple of tapes of audio, profound. I was stuck in this traffic on Highway 17 for like 7 hours or whatever it was. It was just, and all I could do was listen to these
7 hours? Wow.
It was 7 hours of commute back and forth, but there was people that didn't get home till 4 a.m. on Thursday morning. It's been an intense week on Highway 17.
Wow.
But the good news is for the first time in my life, while I'm stuck in traffic, I'm actually listening to audio on YouTube. And I never did that before while I was driving. I wasn't really driving, I was sitting. So there's two people. And I was crying on both of them, what they brought up. And one of them was, he was saying, just let go. Just complete it. You know, the guy was confused and just complete it. And then the other YouTube, sometimes we need to get our life together. We need to actually step up the plate before the spirituality will unfold.
Yeah.
And these are two different sort of things that are pulling me right now. One is, okay, just let go, and then there's responsibility.
That's why I'm constantly teaching both, so you don't get confused or you don't misuse sort of spiritual teachings and misuse them in a practical sense,
right,
which is often done. So, you know, this is why they say in Zen, chop wood and carry water. Mm-hmm. Do what you have to do. It doesn't, you know, there you go, you're opening now. So it's both. Eventually they work seamlessly together. As you're in the process of awakening and that transition is happening, it can be disorienting. It can be difficult to sort of manage for some people for a while until things get reorganized. But that all works itself out for most people.
It's not working right now. I mean,
okay.
That's why I can't in the hot seat here, because I wanted to...
I get that. I kind of got that.
Yeah, it's not working. I mean, it's...
Okay, so right now, what's your name?
Bill.
Bill. Right now, just be here. Because right now, this is it. And what you were talking about when you multiple times referred to all the drama... That hasn't released out of your system yet, and I can see it and feel it. That needs to release out of your system. So I would say, as much as you can and able to, when you have time, let the grief and the pain come out of your body. Don't hold it back, because you were holding back the anxiety all those years by having your motivational stuff. That didn't work, and this isn't going to work either. This will be in the way.
I just went to Maui, and I did, like, for 6 weeks, that's all I did. I cried every day. I didn't even know why I was crying. I mean, I know. Okay. I know.
What a great place to be crying.
Oh, it was the almost
agonizing.
You're going
to cry, you might as well have a view. I mean, you know what I mean?
It was the most agonizing time I've ever been in paradise. So.
Okay. Well, hang in there and let it keep releasing. You know, I mean, this is really, it can take time to integrate. It could take a lot of time. I went through long periods of integration with some of the awakenings that happened to me. Very long.
In respect to the responsibility as prayer to just letting go, and that's what my intuition is now, is to not try to create something new, not try to get a new occupation, not try to... But for me, on one level, there's a sense of responsibility as compared to letting go. And I know I could do, if I was responsible, I could also do the letting go. But in my life, I feel like, you know, I just need to completely retreat now. I need to make that, like you're saying earlier, 100% job right now. Just
okay. Well, if you can, that would be, you know, that's, you know, very fortunate that you can have the time to do that. And I would say, yeah, I can feel that happening for you, so really let it do it.
Yeah.
And get out of the way of being the knower of how it's all going to pan out.
Right.
Until you have to chop wood and carry water.
And the deep trust of the intuition. There's like a... I just want to bring it back to that. I don't even know what the question is, but I want to bring it back to the heart of just... allowing that trust to be, that... Because there's just like a sense of...
I think
of
you should stop right now.
Okay.
Because there's something that keeps pushing here. You open into presence, but then you push, and that's what's in the way. So I can feel it while we're together. I'm not upset or anything. I'm just letting you know so you can really start to get it. Because I think you're fine with the opening, but then something stops it. And I think the reason something is stopping it is that you haven't cleared the crud. Mm-hmm. There's still a lot there that right. wants to move out of the system. So as soon as you start feeling this push that you're doing right now, that's where you need to pay attention. You will naturally keep opening, and you are, but they've got really very clever defense processes operating here. And they're trying to dominate right now. and I'm not letting them.
Right.
Okay?
Thank you.
Good. Hang in there. You're welcome.
Nice to meet you.
Sorry to be a hard ass. Sometimes I have, sometimes I have to be a hard ass. I'm mostly a bunny, but not always.
I've seen jackrabbits attack coyotes.
Oh, that's good to know. Thank you. The other side of the rabbit. Rabid rabbit. Yeah, come on up. Oh, some other people. Who else had their hands up? Did you also? No, you did. Okay, Christy. Okay. I'm just going to get some water. Hang on.
Hi.
Hi.
I'd say over the last, like, 3 years, I've opened up into, I guess, my spiritual self. Before mm-hmm. that, I didn't even know, I guess, it existed. It's kind of like a whole new, just a whole new world, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything before kind of went away and into kind of now, and now I feel like I don't know anything. But some days I wake up and I feel like I'm in my, like, flow, and my self-worth is high, and I radiate that. And then another morning I'll wake up and my self-worth will be low, and I'll feel super far away from that. And then kind of what you're saying, that, like, war in your head of knowing what I need to do to get back there and trying to put myself there in my head. I think a lot of today you were talking about that. And then when you try really hard to get somewhere or to get to being awake, you can't get there. You kind of just have to let go. And I want to obviously stay in that high self-worth state.
Yeah. That's what you want to feel into, is that wanting to stay in it, like somehow that's the way. And it isn't. Okay. That's like wanting to be high all the time. It's not the way it works. I mean, some people have big blowouts and that's what happens, but most people have a gradual transformation. And you're describing a very natural unfolding of a gradual transformation and awakening. I think the only thing you need that might be helpful for you to know is that it's okay when it's not there, and not to try to hold on to it. It will naturally develop. We naturally become established in awareness, not with any ego effort to have that happen. Any effort to have that happen prevents it.
Yeah.
That's the bad news. So you become aware of the one who wants to know the answer, who wants to figure it out. That's always what's in the way, ironically.
Yeah, because when I am feeling good, it's effortless in a sense.
That's right. That's exactly right. So I think what may be helpful for you to know, and you can see, is that it's okay. You know, when you're in the place where you're feeling low self-esteem and very far away from it, just give yourself some nurturing then. Some TLC, ask for some support or whatever you need to get through, right? And then when things come back and it's there, then give your attention to it for sure. But trying to amplify it or trying to hold on to it, all those things are just a subtle or not so subtle ego wanting to be in control of the process. It's like believing that, you know, you're going to make the sun rise in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's kind of counterintuitive because you want something, but you almost can't.
That's right.
You can't.
It's I would call it counter-instinctual.
Yeah.
That our instinct is to survive and be comfortable and to have the answer so we can survive and be comfortable. Period. And that's our human nature. That's human nature. Not a problem. In fact, it's important. But how you balance that with awakening is an interesting challenge, especially when most of us are living in the world where we have responsibilities, we have to make a living, we have to support people, you know, all of it. We're not just in a cloistered, you know, monastic setting where we're going to be fed and taken care of, and we can completely come apart and be dysfunctional for periods of time, and someone's going to feed us and take care of us, right? You can see why people invented those environments, created those environments for good reason. Sometimes the path is pretty destabilizing, as we're hearing from the previous gentleman, right? Difficult. So, you know, it's an interesting time for so many people like yourself who are seriously on a path, who are really finding the truth. It's more and more and more people are discovering it, which is wonderful, and people need assistance in sort of up-leveling their understanding to more current reality on how do you make it work in this world, in your life. Yeah, does that make sense?
Totally. Yeah, I have a ideal of how I would like to live, how I would like to spend every day, all my time. But a lot of the times I find myself feeling like I don't have the ability to do that. But then when I really think about it, I've been doing a lot of like reprioritizing what feels important, what is important. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. Yeah, I think more so I just wanted to come up here to just continue to put myself open, because I just get caught up in my head a lot of that want, and it's more of just being, letting go and being, and
yeah. So right now, while you're here, give yourself a moment, just while you're up here, to just be however it is right now while we're here in this space. That's it. Feel how you're just letting it happen, how there's a letting it happen happening. That's it. It's sort of like you let it in, like you let in a tidal wave. You let in a breeze, you let in a fragrance, you let in a flavor. So let it in right now. Give yourself a moment to just stop and do nothing. Just be still without effort and let it in. And let it out. It's actually not just in, and it's radiant, and it goes. But it's everything. It's hard to describe it. That's what I call a connectedness, radiant connectedness. That's it. Good. Feel?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Christy, come on up.
Woo. When I first came in this morning through the meditation, just a lot happened. And then with your talk, just really sank deeply into presence. And what a wonderful feeling. Really grateful. Really, really grateful. And throughout this morning, it's been changing. It changes. I became agitated and fearful, and my heart started beating really fast, and I had the feeling of wanting to escape and run out of the room, which I've never had before. That was new. I wanted to yell.
That's a good sign.
You know?
Things are moving.
Yeah, really moving.
We're in a cooker.
We're in a cooker.
Were you there the other night when I was talking about the potatoes in the oven? You know, some potatoes are like, yeah, this is
I was.
Other ones are going, I fucking hate it.
Yeah, yeah.
Get me out of here.
Right.
And that all the potatoes want to be baked, though.
That's exactly. And I was one of the potatoes that night that was like, yeah, right?
Yeah, when you want to run out the door, that is really a lot is working right then. It's really working.
Cool.
And that's when you really learn how to be with what is when it's intense.
Yeah, because that's really the question for me. I am learning that it's becoming easier and easier to be here when there's no outer stimulation challenge. But when I'm challenged, I can lose it very easily. And I'm learning to allow everything. It's just been amazing. 8 weeks of not feeling well and thinking, what if I felt like this for the rest of my life? Could I be okay with it? Could I allow this? And then kind of wrestling with that a little bit.
No.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
I appreciate that.
I know you do. That's why I said it.
Yeah. And then coming back into...
I'm teasing you.
Yeah. Coming back into feeling good and having it be easy again.
Yeah.
And then being at work and having opportunities to grow and struggling with that and then appreciating it and being grateful for it and having conflict in relationship and, you know, being wound up and unable to sleep and wanting to find a way through to make everything right again, and then just being open enough to be open with what was going on and be honest and just so grateful.
Nice.
Just allowing everything.
Yeah. So let's sit a moment together here.
Okay.
We have another little bit.
Yeah, that's what I really wanted to do. Thanks for saying that.
Sure. No, I appreciate the sharing. Yeah. That's it. You see, in the heart, the human heart needs to release its stuff. It's a self-cleaning oven. It needs to wash itself regularly.
Mm.
It does. There you go.
It's heaven on earth, John.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I know you know.
Beautiful.
I love you. Thank you so
much.
I
love you too, honey. You're welcome. Thank you. Okay, so we have a little time now just to sit again quietly. Don't let the words get in your way. Find out what's truly guiding you, which is not outside of you. Or at least, at the very least, just be here. Beautiful. Beautiful. It's wonderful when you can relax into the awe of it and really feel that enrichment and that nourishment. And I really want to thank you so much for being here. Even if you're having a hard time and wanted to run out the door, because your commitment to yourself is why you're here, commitment to your own happiness, your own fulfillment, your own peace and harmony is why you're here. And so I think it's really, really wonderful if you could acknowledge yourself for whatever you've had to go through to be who you are and to be here right now. And as hard as it is and can be to be a human being, especially now, with what we're all dealing with in our lives, it's so important to be kind and forgiving and understanding of yourself and others. And I think in that humanistic approach to transformation, we heal and we also become more and more available to the brightness that we are, the aliveness that we are, and the so-called spiritual nature. So thank you again. It's been a wonderful gathering. I very much loved being here with you, and hope to see you soon. And in the meantime, take great care of yourself and happy trails.